Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Talk of the Town podcast. I'm your host, Andy Burrows, and we are back to talk all things Dunstable Town with a difference this week. We are talking about the mighty Dunstable Town youth teams, who, may I add, are in two cup finals coming up. We are joined by Dom and Steve, who run our under-14s youth team. Boys, welcome to the podcast. Pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Obviously, like I mentioned there, the team are flying in two cup finals. Obviously, I know it's your boys' first season with Dunstable Town. How have you found it stepping in at Dunstable? And it just must be quite easy, lads. You've taken us to two cup finals already.
Well, you can go.
Well, yeah, no, quite the opposite, Andy. It's been really tricky. We had, like we say, it's our first season with Dunstable. We came from Leighton last season. We were in the Chiltern League last year. And the EJA is just like a massive step up in terms of the quality of teams, the quality of players, the quality of everything that you get. So, you know, we found, you know, the beginning of the season really difficult. Like the transition to, you know, that league was really difficult. So if you look at our league form, you know, at the beginning, it's very different to what it has been. You know, we went, you know, once we got used to it and once we started, you know, playing and gelling as a team, you know, we went on a massive unbeaten run, which was just incredible, which got us into two cup finals. And hopefully if we win on Friday, we've got a league game on Friday as well, maybe fourth in the league. So it'd be an incredible season, you know, considering how we started.
It was the first game of the season we actually played. We lost 9-0. And we were like, we were over up Reggie.
Yeah. Going back to Leighton.
We panicked a little bit.
We messed this one up.
Yeah, we thought we might have got in there too early, but yeah, the boys have done so well. Like they took it on board and they've gone for it. Mm-hmm. They just haven't stopped, have they?
No, not
been great.
Not at all.
They've
gelled. You know, they've just gelled as a team. You know, when you put into, you know, what I'd regard as the Lions' Den, you know, because this the league is really, really challenging. Yeah. You know, you're playing against teams that are basically academies. You know, some of these teams, you know, they train three times a week. You know, it's, you know, pretty full on, and you know, we just don't have the capacity to do that at the moment. Obviously, we plan on upping that next season, but the, you know, the realities are our boys have just stuck in. They're what I'd call a battling side. You know, where sometimes we probably lack on, you know, a few other bits. You know, we will not stop until the last possible second, which, you know, which is how we got into the semi-finals of the Midweek Cup. You know, we played a team called Witham. We had to go away on a school night, so they'd gone to school. We drove nearly two hours to get over to Witham, and we played the most incredible game. We absolutely deserved to win that game, and it was destined for penalties in the end because we couldn't get the ball in the back of the net. And with literally, I think, the last kick of the game, we won it 2-1. It was just, you know, like I say, because we didn't give up. The boys just carried on playing their football and just battered it, didn't they? It was amazing. It was really cool.
Mm. We won the cup runs because there was another cup that we were in as well that we got to the semis. With all the cup runs we've had, probably, I think we worked out an extra 15 games this season because of cups.
Wow.
So we've played 30 games all in all. And we've still got four games left to play.
Yeah.
Wow, that's testament to you boys as well, then. You know what I mean? It's a lot of games, but just proves how successful you have been over the course of a season. What are some of the biggest challenges of running like a youth team? Obviously, a lot of us have all been involved in football all our lives. Obviously, we focus predominantly on our first team, but you guys are nurturing the future, not just potentially for Dunstable Town, but, you know, everyone's got to start off somewhere. How hard is it to run a youth section? And hopefully Dunstable Town want to be sustainable. We want people to come into like under 18s. They need to filter into the first team. So you guys are literally like spotting talent for future, hopefully for Dunstable Town. It'd be great. But, you know, if we could get some of these lads, I've always said, if you can get someone for a season, because nowadays I find that you get snapped up so quick by like Luton Academies, Watford Academies, MK Dons. It's, you know, it would be beneficial if Dunstable Town's first team could, you know, we've had a couple of young lads playing at the weekend that come through Dunstable Town's setup. How hard is it for you guys to run a youth team? Obviously, we just see the day-to-day for the first team, but I can imagine, you know, you're coaching kids that, you know, they just want to play football. How hard is it, like, what goes on behind the scenes in a youth team?
I think we've been quite lucky, really, with the boys that we've had from last season. We've started to have kids come and approach us wanting to come play. So we've had a couple of lads that have been released from academies who are now asking to come play for our, because they've seen it might be on this, like, because of the success that we've done, mm-hmm. that we've got guys, we've got young lads coming to us now wanting to come and play for us, which is, yeah, we, I don't think it's been really quite lucky, really, haven't we, with it all?
We have been lucky. I think, you know, you're lucky to have a great bunch of parents, you know, that support their kids. You know, there's a lot of travelling involved in this, you know, where when you're playing away, could be like we said, could be a 2-hour drive and stuff like that. And you know, all our parents are notorious around the league for being some of the nicest parents around. We always get commented, and you know, when the other coaches say, "Oh, you got a lovely bunch of parents,"
they're very vocal, but in a nice way, in a really good way.
Oh, and that's it, good. I've been at some games where the parent, you look around, you're like, "Oh my god."
No. They're not like that at all. And you know, I think, you know, you got to have a really supportive bunch of parents when you've got that much commitment into a team. You know, so yeah, that. There are challenges. There's been challenges, you know, with the club when we first got there in terms of, you know, the logistics of everything that was going on. You know, no one quite knew, you know, where it was all heading. So, you know, we had to overcome those. But, you know, we did, and the club have been amazing, haven't they, really?
Yeah,
you know, from where we started to where we are now, you know, everything runs like a well-oiled machine. Because with the EJA, you have to have certain things. You know, you have to have changing rooms. Mm-hmm. For the boys, you know, before and after, they treat it very much like a first team, so to speak. So
track suits,
yeah,
food after the game have to be served, and yeah. It's supposed to be basic. You've got to have floodlit, you've got to have sectioned off pitches. So it's like it's that world of they're giving them like a semi-pro feeling for the young boys, and they also have that end goal at the end of it all. They have a realistic end goal, like they can all pretty much all of them should be looking to play for Dunstable Town or even of that level or even higher. Like where, yeah, it's because you probably get a lot of kids that go through the academies, and realistically, there's only a very small percent that's going to make it. But with this, what we're doing, you probably got a good chunk of them that will actually go out and play on that pitch. So we're giving them a realistic task, like that they've actually got something that they can actually do. They can actually go and play for this level of football.
Yeah,
if they get out there, and it's good. And you know what I mean? It's really good for them. It's been so good. Like we've seen it. It's been so good for the boys. They've had such a, even like the atmosphere, everything behind it all. It's been amazing. It's been really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And over the past, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks, there's been, you know, a high number of scouts that turn up to the team. So you're right in saying what you're saying, you know, it's a proper pathway for the boys, whether it's, you know, being scouted by bigger clubs. Like, you know, we've had Arsenal scouts come to games.
Don't send them there.
Sorry.
we've got three boys in the top 10, top goal scorers, and one of our lads is actually he's top goal scorer by about 15 goals.
Wow.
In a really tough league, his first season in it, and he's an amazing player.
Wow.
So we've got three of them in there, which is that's an achievement in itself. They're putting themselves on the map, loads of them, because they've got lots of people coming to see them and watch them. And it's not just us; the boys are loving it. Like you can see it in them, like even the changing rooms. I don't. We've got videos of them in the changing rooms, like going absolutely nuts. After the
games. Love
and
that.
And it's brilliant. It's so good to see. We love it. It's amazing. We loved it.
How do you boys feel that academy teams fit into the setup in different clubs? Like I say, at you know, you've got Luton, you've got Watford. You know, I think it's so important that we nurture our own talent. If you look at people like Harry Kane and people that they've all started somewhere. So how important do you think it is now that we've got you guys involved at Dunstable Town, that, you know, we keep building? Like you guys, I know you're going to build on this season. You're going to want to take this team as far as you can go. But how do you guys see academies like at Dunstable fitting into the system? Because like I just said, you do get the bigger teams like swooping over you as soon as you get a good, and you don't want to hold back players, but I've spoke to a few people that are like Luton Academy. I know a couple of guys that have been down the Tottenham Academy, and what they all say to me is, yeah, they see like good players, but then they just take them too quick and they kind of get lost in the system. Is it important that we maybe keep these players involved with like a Dunstable Town or a Berkhamsted or a Tring or something like that? Keep them involved in this network before we send them off to the big league, shall we say?
I think it's really hard to answer, because if the kid's ready, if he is ready to go, you want the best for him, really, don't you? So, like I've always said with the boys, if I can get them to go on and play, if I can get them into an academy, I'll do everything I can to do that. But like I said earlier, I think that we have got some academies who will call us up, and likewise, if they release a player, they'll send one to us.
Okay.
Which is, they are helping away. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? Like, it's a tough one, really.
It's a tricky one. We've both been through it with our kids. You know, academies come in different levels. Obviously, you've got pre-academies, some academies do shadow, and then you get your all-out academy. So I suppose it depends on what level that, you know, these academies are offering you. You know, we certainly, you know, giving the boys football, that will equate to academy level football. You know, you look at some of the teams that we played, like Ware and Harpenden and Takeley. These are like the top teams in our EJA league. I think there's four or five EJA leagues.
Well, I think our level that we play at, I think we're kind of in between the pre-academies and the academy.
Mm-hmm.
I generally think if I'm talking about these lads going off, I'll push them. I want them to go to an academy, not a pre.
Like, yeah,
I think
academy. Yeah.
I think they're good for what they do, but I do think this whole thing with EJA, this where it is all semi-pro clubs, like your Harpenden's, your Olsies, your Bishop Stortford's, and it is that you're starting to treat these boys like semi-pro footballers.
Yeah.
And they're getting that feel for it. They get like wearing the tracksuit, having the food after the game. We used to do it when we used to play, and you get that feeling of they feel important, I think.
How important is that, Steve? Do you reckon that they are nurtured from a young age to learn how to be semi-professional footballers? Like you say, back when I first started, it was, you know, people, we didn't have any of this, really. We didn't have academy teams. And like, how important is it, do you, that it's the role that you guys play in, you're trying to nurture these young men into becoming semi-pro footballers, and who knows, one day professional footballers. So how important is it, and it gets understated, I think, that the role that you guys play in their early development in their football career?
I think it is important, I believe. Yeah, I think it is quite important, because I think you're going from an environment where it's all nicey nice, everyone plays all the game time, and there has to be a cutoff at that point. And I believe we've noticed it this year. It's really difficult to see kids not get as much game time as others, and it's really hard for kids to deal with that. So we're sort of like that transition now of getting them ready for. So when they get to under 15s, under 16s, it gets a little bit harsher, and realistically, the football world is harsh when you get further up or further in. And I think we are that transition now from the grassroots to making them realise, actually, if you don't play well, you're going to be on the bench. And it's realistic. They're still kids, and it's hard to look at one of the lads sitting on the bench next to you, and he's all upset and he can't get on. So we're trying to deal with all of that. And I believe that is the situation we're in now. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this. Well, trying to keep them happy, isn't it?
Yeah. No, definitely. It's very
and
much...
parents as well. Got parents. Parents find, I think it's harder for the parents than it is the kids.
Every parent wants to see their kid do well, don't they?
No, but if they're not coming on, we can sort of like talk to the kid and explain what next week we'll do this, do what. But with the parents, they're struggling. I'm a parent. I struggle with it. I was at the same life. I'm probably my own worst nightmare. But yeah, it's I don't know. Would you...
Yeah, no, I think we play a big impact. You know, Steve's a massive advocate for, you know, like respect and respecting everyone, as am I. Do you know what I mean? You know, we try and do that. So when you teach the boys, you know, about respecting the other players, respecting the referee, respecting all the decisions, you know, I know that's similar to any grassroots team, but when you're playing in sort of like these midweek cups and you're playing in county cups and all that kind of stuff, it becomes more prominent. And, you know, I think the referees, you know, they all come from like a really high standard too. So, you know, it's, I think it's really important. You know, I think like
even sitting down having a meal with a team that's just hammered you, or you beat them, they've got to sit next to each other. And it's really good that they do that. They sit next to each other and eat their food normally in silence.
Yeah.
But it's good, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the future holds for you guys now? And obviously, like I said, we're going to mention the two cup finals that you're in a minute. How far do you guys want to go? Obviously, it's going to be immense pride to walk out in two cup finals in your first season. That's an absolutely tremendous, tremendous achievement. I mean, how far do you guys want to go with this team and with this development of all the players, you know, eventually, hopefully standing with us on a Saturday and seeing some of your boys playing the first team?
Yeah, it's about creating a platform for them. You know, that's what we want to do, a platform and a pathway. You know, Dunstable's got great facilities, great setup, great pathways into the first team. So, you know, Steve's already been chatting to the under-18s managers, and I think five or six of our lads have already spent a training session with them. You know, that's obviously a massive jump. I think hopefully next 14, season. 15,
so they're what, they're 3 years older, and they.
How do you find that when, like, when you're chatting to the lads? Because, you know, again, this is where it comes back to you guys playing such a pivotal role. Because you know, you'll have one training session like with you guys, and and then you step up to what is literally our kind of under-18s, but reserves really, because the next step to that is the first team. How hard is that? Do you find trying to not communicate, but get that across to the lads that, hey, look, this, you're going to step up, but on the plus side, you're stepping up because we think you're good enough.
Yeah, that's how the conversation went really, and it was a case of the lads that went and played. We were going to try and get them all a training session, and Kieran, who we spoke to, he done a really good job, as in it wasn't physical. And to be fair, the under-18s were brilliant with the kids when they come in. They give them a round of applause after, and they were amazing with them. But the lads that went in, they've done really well. There were a couple of them quite nervous, but when they did it, and they realised, actually, we're just passing the ball around, and we've done really well. They went in for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, played a little match with them, and they coped with it really well. Like, considering that they're, like we say, 3 years younger, 4 years younger than him, and it's just what we're trying to push for next season, is if we can get more training sessions with them, which they want to do, is get them training and then see where it goes from there. Wow. And then hopefully if the 18s push onto the men's team, then these boys push into 18s, and now there's a realistic pathway for the boys.
Mm. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. I mean, that's why you have youth teams, really. Boys, tell us about the cup finals coming up. obviously, when's the first one?
I still ain't got over the semi yet.
Yeah, I was the semi final where you, which we spoke to before we hit record. Just tell us about the journey to the cup finals. Obviously, I know you, like you say, the semi final was dramatic. Must have been, especially for you boys standing on the sidelines. To reach one cup final is great, but to reach two is unbelievable. But yeah, it's been a bit of a journey to get there.
Yeah, the midweek cup, the one that we see is a big one. The county cup's still a big one, but this was one that, I've got to be honest, we expected to do okay, but from the start, every team we play, because the way the EGA is, they have different leagues across the regions. Pretty much every team we played have been at the top of their league. Mm. So I think it was Sheffield. We got a bye in the first round against Sheffield. And then we played Harpenden, who are top of our league, unbeaten. And I think we beat them in the next round. Then we played, was it Witham, who were top of their league, unbeaten. So all these games we've gone in as the underdogs, because where we were sat in the league at the time, we're probably third or fourth from bottom. Mm. Like, not really, we haven't really got started yet. And then obviously we had Soham the other night, who are, I believe, I hear that they're all like ex-Norwich City Academy players that are playing for them. And to be fair, they were an unbelievable team. But the boys just, they wanted it. They wanted it more. And it's just been... I don't know if you see the videos from the other night, but it was just, there was a lot of people there, and it was unbelievable. Mm. It was absolutely, it was chaotic.
Yeah, it was pretty, you know, the boys got to use the first team changing rooms. They got to walk out of the tunnel. You know, we even, said to their little brothers or sisters to come out and walk with them. So they got Brilliant. A proper experience of it, which was just incredible. And yeah, as expected, Soham came out like a bolt of thunder, the bolt of lightning, they just absolutely... You know, the way they pass the ball around, it is literally like watching like a mini Man City. They were an incredible team. So it took the boys a little while to settle in. Once they did, they found their feet. You know, we created just as many chances as they did.
We deserved the second half. As soon as they realised that they could, that they realised they can compete with them, it was game on. We hit the post, hit the crossbar. So did they, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
But second half, we went 2-1 down. We're 2-1 down about 5 minutes to go.
Mm.
We nicked the last minute goal and then went and finished it on penalties.
Wow, you're going to win it on penalties.
Jeez. It really, yeah.
So the first final is on Sunday the 28th, right? At 10 o'clock kickoff, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's right. That's the County Cup final against Sheffield. Sheffield Saints played at Kempston, 10 o'clock kickoff. So yeah, it's going to be good.
And when's the second? And the second final is?
14th of May on a Tuesday evening at Takeley FC against Grays Athletic.
We're all going to need some football to watch because our first team ends tomorrow. So I've got a funny feeling that Sunday and that Tuesday, you are going to have a shed ton of supporters coming down to cheer.
Anyone to come along and watch, you know.
I'm definitely going to come on there. I'll probably come to both the games. I think a lot of the Dunstable town. I'll speak to the regiment of boys. We'll get everyone down there to cheer you lads on. We'll make sure it's a proper Dunstable town day out. But boys, it's been great to sit down and chat with you. I think it's such an important role that youth teams play in any club, but I think at non-league level, it is so important that we able to just give these kids somewhere to have fun and enjoy football, but we do give them a pathway into potentially going into like an under 18s and a first team eventually. That is the main goal. And like you, like Steve, like you said earlier, you know, it's where they could go after that is incredible. And like you say, if you're good enough, it doesn't matter your age. You could be going up to a we had Axel with us last year. He played a game for the first team. He's now been sitting on the bench for Luton Town in the Premier League this season. So
amazing.
You never know where you're going to go. But boys, keep up the great work. I will see you on Sunday the 28th at the cup final. But it's been great to sit down and chat with you, lads. And I really do appreciate your time.
Cheers, thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Yep. No worries. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check us out. All our shows are now on YouTube. You can find our ugly mugs all over YouTube. You can find it all on the audio platforms as well, as always. But I will be back tomorrow night, if you are watching this as it goes out tonight on a Monday. We play Sawbridgeworth at home tomorrow night in our final league game. 7:45 kickoff at Creasy Park. Then, like I say, make sure you get down. Come and watch the boys on Sunday the 28th. First cup final is going to be a great day. But till next time, everybody, up the mighty Blues.